Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of the infamous 9/11 attack on the towers of the World Trade Center. Perhaps nothing is so characteristically American as the proud skyscrapers that make up the skyline of our major cities. No doubt that's why Osama bin Laden wanted to humiliate us by destroying two of our tallest buildings. The story of how skyscrapers are built is told with gusto by Jim Ratzenberger in his new book, called High Steel, The Daring Men Who Built the World's Greatest Skyline. Ironworkers are a special breed. Many are descended from Mohawk Indians or men from Newfoundland, and they show a talent for doing jobs that require great strength and agility at very high altitudes. No one really knows why these particular men thrive on high steel work. It's just a fact of life that those ethnic groups are most skilled in high steel. The author gives the reader an illuminating account of the architecture and engineering behind bridges and buildings. The most interesting parts of the book deal with the colorful cowboys of the skies who made raising the enormous steel beams their life's calling. Harrowing accounts are given of famous accidents, like the collapse of the Quebec Bridge in 1885 when 75 workers plunged to their deaths in the icy waters below. That accident destroyed the reputation of a world-renowned engineer whose calculations proved not to be correct. Steelworkers know how to take beams apart as well as to assemble them, and this skill was put to good use in the days after 9/11 when the wreckage had to be cleared from the World Trade Center site. You will be inspired by the can-do patriotism of the workers as they carried out their duties. This book is a pleasant mix of written and oral history, social commentary, and engineering. A must for anyone who has marveled at the beauty of a skyscraper. The name of this book is High Steel, The Daring Men Who Built the World's Greatest Skyline. The author is Jim Ratzenberger.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who invented the cure for which there was no disease, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. We have discussed this House Bill 1433. It's a Missouri House Bill, and we're going to be talking a little more in detail about it, not today, but in time to come. But this is happening all over the United States. Water now. Your water is no longer your water. The government says that all water is United States water. So if you dig a pond and you let it fill up, that's not your water anymore. It's U.S. water. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day that was sitting in on some of these water. I don't know what the boards are, but that it's a state thing where they discuss what they're going to do in these different watersheds. And one of the plans that they have is that they're going to try to control the runoff in these watersheds, and they're going to build dams. And the farmer can get cost share from the government to build the dam. But once it fills up with water, then the farmer. Now, I don't know. I don't have the details here. We need to check on that and get the actual details on this thing. But the way it was explained to me, the farmer will not be able to have, let's say, a lakeside estate there. In other words, he has to stay back so many, I don't know how far back, but he's not going to be able to use the water like you would if you did it yourself without any government help. Anyway, let me go back to this HB 1433, it's Missouri law. So if you're not in Missouri, it doesn't affect you, but it's going to come up in your state. You can bet on it. It authorizes snooping in people's septic tanks and sewers and requires participating counties to force people to install water meters on their own private water wells. Actually, this has, the way I look at it, it has nothing to do with clean water whatsoever. It has to do with people control. Eventually, they say they can tax your water production. If you put a meter on your well, sooner or later, they're going to be able to tax that water. Anyhow, Jeff and I are going to be in Owensville, Missouri, Monday night. That's January the 31st, 7 o'clock. It's a property rights meeting. It'll be at the Lions Club building there in Owensville, and we're going to discuss. I'm going to learn. I don't know much about this, but we do have some experts there that could be able to tell us a lot more than I'd know about this House Bill 1433. Now, that's in Missouri. Let's go to Washington State now. In the state of Washington, the Department of Ecology has the authorization to require any person using, get this, rain barrels and cisterns to collect rainwater to receive a permit from the department prior to collection of rainwater. Now, we never had when I was a kid growing up, yeah, one of the places, our summer place out on the farm, we had we did have a cistern. Cistern's still there. But I remember my mother would put a rain barrel out when she wanted to wash her hair, because she would collect the rain and save that water for hair washing, because it was supposedly soft. And it is. It's good stuff. If you can keep it clean, keep the skeeters out of your rain barrel. Anyway, now, in the state of Washington, rainwater must be intended for beneficial use on the same property from where it was collected. They're going to tax rainwater that comes off of your roof. It's SB 5113 in Washington State. It allows the Department of Ecology to permit by rule certain water storage facilities. Now, any person, municipal corporation, firm, irrigation district, association, corporation, or water user association hereafter desiring to appropriate water for a beneficial use shall make an application to the department for a permit to make such appropriation, and shall not use or divert such waters until he has received a permit from the department as in this chapter provided. The construction of any ditch, canal, works, or performing any work in connection with said construction or appropriation, or the use of any waters, shall not be an appropriation of such water nor an act for the purpose of appropriating waters unless a permit. Gotta have a permit. Now, there's a lot of double talk in there, but the main thing is, what it amounts to is you can't do anything out there concerning water on your own property without a permit, and make said appropriation has first been granted by the Department of Ecology. Now, that was number one. I'm going to skip two and three, and we'll go to four. The department may permit by rule, under conditions, appropriate to water resources inventory area, and here it is, the use of rain barrels, and cisterns to collect rainwater intended to be put to a beneficial use on the same property where it was captured. Now, you know, you have to explain to the younger generation what a rain barrel is. But it was just an old wooden barrel. I never saw a metal one back in those days. Everybody used a wooden barrel because the metal would rust. They'd use a wooden barrel that you would get from the distillery that it had once had made whiskey in it. And they would set it under the rain spout. And the drain spout on the house always had a little handle on there, a little flipper flapper, that you could direct the water one way or the other. So when it started to rain, you would let it rain for the first 15, 20 minutes, and that washed all the bird pucky off of the roof and all the leaves out of the gutters. And then, after you had a good hard rain, while it was raining, you'd flip out there and flip the flipper flopper over, and then the water would squirt into the rain barrel, and you would catch the rainwater that you could use to wash the clothes in, wash your hair, and do whatever you're going to do because it was soft water. Now, when we come back, I'm going to go into a little more detail about rain barrels. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Jerry Brownfield Show.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055. 6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stapmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours, of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Gary in Texas. Hi, Gary. You're on the air.
Hello, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic, sir.
Well, the reason I'm calling is regarding this water issue. I live in Central Texas, and we have a agency that's evolved over the last 10 years called the Edwards Aquifer Authority, which is a regulatory agency. And what I see happening all over the country is that various state legislatures have enacted these regulatory agencies. They've done this apparently under treaty law, and they are in the process of taking water rights from people all over the country. We've had our wells metered now in this county for about 4 years. We have to pay for the water that comes out of our wells.
Really?
Yes, sir. And I have gone through the administrative process, I've gone through all of the disputes and this type of thing, and as of yet have still not signed the permit on the basis that I don't understand it and I'm not a lawyer. And I've come to find out that there's one key element that's missing, I think it's probably accurate to say, from every single permit action across the country. And that is that these agencies are operating without any substantive regulation, which means that they are operating outside of the Constitution. It is illegal, and like all regulatory agencies, they will continue to run over people unless we put our foot down and demand to know what the substantive regulation is that creates our duty to these agencies.
Well, see, most of the agencies we have today would be unconstitutional.
That's true, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That means your police agencies.
Well, some police agencies aren't, but the federal police agencies are unconstitutional.
That is a fact.
Now, let's go back. Do you pay to get your water?
I have to pay a fee for all water that runs through the meter.
What's that cost you?
It is, at present, as an irrigator, it is $2 per acre foot.
So you're using that to irrigate. Well, what about a private well on a home?
Well, mine is a combination well. It's termed as a domestic well / irrigation well. And at this point, there are no metering requirements for domestic wells. You're allowed to use water for your home. You're allowed to use water for livestock. you are allowed to pump, and I'm using the word allowed. Now, that is just such a contradiction of terms.
Right.
My property, my well, I pay for it. But we are allowed, according to the rules, to use this water with certain restrictions.
Okay, can you hang on to
yes,
this
sir.
Commercial break? Because
certainly.
That's going to happen. And our number is 1-800-973-3779. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Your calls are welcome, and we'll be back after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, we have returned talking about the how, and it's happening all over the United States, people. It's not something that your county commissioners thought up. It's not something that your state government thought about. This is coming from top down. It comes all the way from the top. And it, to my knowledge, and I have not actually checked the Agenda 21, but I'd almost bet that it is part of Agenda 21. Nevertheless, Gary from Texas, you had to put a meter on your well.
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, now, you mentioned a moment ago that they allow you to do certain things. Do you have to get a permit to be allowed?
There is the presumption that you have to have a permit. There are certain terms, and I need to preface my comments by saying that I am not an attorney, and I do not have deep pockets. Everything that I've had to learn has been the hard way through a lot of study and a lot of listening and reading, and I'm not going to say that I have the answers, but I'm on to something. Years ago when this agency was first rearing their heads up, we were told that if we had a well, that we had to apply for a permit. And I should have seen then that that is, a contradictory term. If you are applying for something willfully, that's one thing. But if you're being forced to sign your name to something, that's coercion. So we were coerced and enticed to fill out paperwork under the believing that it was law that we had to have a permit to use the wells on our property. I've since found out, well, I'm going to say that I do not believe that that is true. I do not believe that you are required to, quote, apply for a permit. I think that there are maybe some solutions to this. I think it has to do with who really owns the land. And most of us who have bought land, we've gone through title companies, and we've got warranty deeds and abstracts of title and et cetera, et cetera. And when we sign those documents, we turn the ownership of our property to the state. And for the privilege of living on it, we pay taxes. I think the key is to get elodial title, update our land patents the way they were years ago. When we do that, we are no longer voters. We become electors. And we can get rid of these charlatans that are ruining this country and enforcing these illegal actions against American people.
Yeah, you're not the first person that's brought up that allodial title thing, and I know nothing about it. I'm like you. I have an abstract on every piece of property that we've bought.
Right.
I've got a box of abstracts.
Just how much money do you make, Derek?
you'll have to hear my story someday.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've been broke all my life. See, my wife always said, "Well, you've just kept us broke," but I have. You know, and most farmers have been that way. Even years and years ago, they would say, "We're debt poor and land rich," but you got to die before the land's worth anything, and then the government comes in and takes half of it.
Right. You know, this is a very, very, very serious matter, and it's very, very important for us step by step to recapture our ownership and recapture our sovereignty as citizens. And step by step, it's been taken away. Step by step, we have to recapture it, and it's going to require us to learn. Instead of flipping on the TV at night, we've got to be studying. We've got to find out. We've got to get with groups. We've got to have knowledgeable people. And we've got to move together. We have been so fractionalized through all of these distractions that they've just taken everything away from us. We've got to stop it.
Well, we should have been studying our homework back 40 years ago.
Longer than that.
Well, really, yes. But in our lifetime, you know, I don't know how long you've been around, but they've got such an advantage because they have such a head start.
Right.
And all of these things come together at once. It's you know, you mentioned allowed and permit. A permit is something that allows you to break the law.
That's correct.
In other words, it's something that if you don't have a permit for, you're illegal. So then a permit just makes you legal, but it's a law, so it allows you to break a law, right?
In essence.
I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, we don't need permits.
Yeah, and then you pay a fee for that.
Absolutely.
That's true with most licenses. You know, FFL licenses, mortgage broker licenses, and I've got them all. Yeah, we have to pay a fee for that in order to conduct business, which is, again, really not required.
Gary, I wish you'd leave your telephone number, if you don't mind, with Jeff. I'd like to put you on my list of people to call on these water issues.
Certainly, be glad to.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Keep us informed.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's real quickly take Jim in Michigan. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Gary. I love your common sense. Hey, listen, there was an old gal that had a mom-and-pop restaurant up here in northern Michigan, and she was just outraged one day when I went in there. And she informed me that the state of Michigan, probably around 10 years ago, started taxing her for the water she used off her well in a restaurant. And she told the state, she goes, "Well, I'm not selling water here." And they say, "Well, you make soup and coffee, don't you? So you're selling water." What this old gal did, it was just kind of a flat rate. And this old gal did is she just said, "Well, up your kilt," and she just didn't pay him. And what happened was when she sold the restaurant, though, all those back taxes for that water had to be paid. So they'll get it one way or the other.
Hey, thanks for the call.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50-plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. This coming Monday, January the 31st, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a nice run of stocker and feeder cattle and calves. Many of these calves will have all their vaccinations. Some will be wearing the white tag, proving their shots are all up to date. Now, these special calf and yearling sales are in addition to the regular Thursday auctions where all classes of livestock are sold. To consign cattle for or any of the sales at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction, give Wendell a call. His number is 660-265-5523. Milan, Missouri is in part of northern Missouri, referred to as the Green Hills Cattle Country. Big strings of top quality calves are born here every year, and the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction is the ideal location to buy or sell. So, buying or selling, remember, this is the special calf and yearling sale that's coming up this coming Monday, January the 31st at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and a man who's in the prime of his senility, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back, all right. I'm going to take one more call on this water issue, and then I promised a while ago that we would go into this rain barrel thing, and it's quite interesting, and I'm going to change the subject, but I'll go with Gary in Arkansas. Hi, Gary, you're on the air.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to add, there are things that a man has to decide that he's not going to allow, and if you can't take these fellows out behind the woodshed and have a talk with them and bring them back with a different attitude, I think when they show up to meter your well, you simply need to tell them, you know, this is my line in the sand, and nobody loves peace any more than I do, but I'm willing to make sure that you don't put a meter on my well.
You know, we've talked a very similar like that earlier this week when we had Charlotte Esserbeat on.
Right.
And we were talking about the driver's license.
Correct.
Are you going to take that driver's license?
No, I'm not. No. You know, if you're not going to resist something, we're going to be running and hiding for the rest of our lives.
But most of America is going to go along with it.
Yes, they are, and they're going to be your enemies. And they're never going to change, and there's nothing we're going to do incrementally to stop them. They're just not going to change. They're going to be your enemy. Your family will be your enemy. Your friends and neighbors will be your enemies. Anybody that loves freedom will be will be labeled a resistor or whatever they might want to label them.
A terrorist. In today's modern language, will be a terrorist.
Absolutely, folks. People like you and I and Jeff and the folks that call into this show are going to be in such a minority that we're going to be running and hiding and living in caves or doing whatever we can. But if you don't have a line, if you don't have a place in your heart, you say, you're not going beyond this line. You're not going to meter my well, and I'll give my life to make sure you don't. Are you willing to give your life to do it? Now, that's the way I feel about it. And I don't want trouble. I've got children. I've got family. I've got land. I've got wells. But when they come and they cross that line, it's time to go.
Well, you know, see, we have seen these protesters, and I'm talking about patriot protesters. I'm not talking about the hippies with their signs, you know, saying don't cut a tree.
Right.
Who's our friend Jeff in Denver that wore the gun to a Rick Stanley?
Right.
He wore his gun, you know, to a Bill of Rights rally.
That's correct.
And he's done time in the penitentiary now, or at least jail time.
That's right.
But, you know, how much are you going to give up? Just like Charlotte said the other day, you know, if I don't take this driver's license, I'm going to have to give up my way of life.
Well, there are things that you're going to have to give up to maintain whatever semblance of freedom that you're going to enjoy, what you're going to allow.
Yeah, one of the last things I asked her, and I asked her again after we got off the air, I said, are you or are you not going to take that driver's license? She said it's going to be a difficult decision.
Well, it won't be for me. Will it you?
Well, here's where I come from. I feel like my place is here trying to bring this information out.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I don't take that driver's license, I'll be arrested. I won't be able to travel. I won't be able to even get to a telephone.
Yes, sir. And then,
what should I do?
Well, you just simply have to resist at every turn. I was stopped not long ago for no reason in a long line of traffic at a roadblock. And the first officer told me they were checking for drunks. And the next officer said they were checking for insurance papers. And the next one told me this. And what I told them was they weren't looking for me. They didn't have a warrant with my name on it. I was not going to submit to their illegal search. And I asked them to stand down, and I drove past them.
Well, you know, Abby Newman did the same thing, and she ended up in jail.
That's right. I was a little taller.
Hey, Gary, thanks for the call.
Thank you. I love your show.
Okay. Now, I'm going back to the rain barrel. Now, we were talking here a while ago that in the state of Washington, they're not going to let you have a rain barrel without you first get a permit, all right? Now, as I started to say, most people today don't even know what a rain barrel is. In 1940, there was a cute little song out called Playmate, Come Out and Play With Me. And I asked Jeff, I said, can you get a hold of that song? He did, and it's a modern version. They can take a cute little song and botch it up to where you don't even recognize it, but at least listen to the lyrics.
They say you're playmate, come out and play with me.
Okay, now that song was very, very popular in 1940. For whatever it's worth, it was difficult to hear the lyrics with that gosh-awful music they had on there. But it's Playmate, come out and play with me and bring your dollies free, climb up my apple tree, look down my rain barrel, slide down my cellar door, and we'll be jolly friends forevermore. Like I said, that was very popular in the year 1940. Okay, let's back up here. Henry W. Petrie lived from 1857 until 1925. He was born in Bloomington, Illinois, and he enjoyed a very successful career as a popular composer. In 1894, Petrie published a song titled, I Don't Want to Play in Your Yard. Now, let's get this. And I don't know, nobody really knows who wrote the Look Down My Rain Barrel Playmate song. So maybe he did because he used some of the same comments in here. Now, he started out, I don't want to play in your yard, okay? Fall off my rainbow, into my cellar door, and we'll be enemies forevermore. I can't scratch your eyes out, and make you bleed to death, but we'll be jolly enemies forevermore. I don't want, and then he came back with another song. I don't want to play in your yard. I don't like you anymore. You'll be sorry when you see me sliding down our cellar door. You can't holler down our rain barrel. You can't climb our apple tree. I don't want to play in your yard if you won't be good to me. Now, let's fast forward from 1894 to the year 2005 in Ocala, Florida. Get this. Now, do you remember what this song, which was a popular song, they tell us, in 1894? I can't scratch your eyes out and make you bleed to death, but we'll be jolly enemies forevermore. In Ocala, Florida, two boys, their ages are 9 and 10, were charged with felonies and taken away from school in handcuffs because they made violent drawings of stick figures. Now, I have a picture here, which I cannot show you unless you have a color radio set. I'll hold it up here before the microphone anyway. It's two little old people, you know, with their round little faces and their arms and legs sticks, and they got each got a sword, and there's one on each side of one of them is CJ and another one is something else, but they've named them, so the kid in the middle knows who he is, okay? The boy, and they got these swords, one stuck into him from each side. The boys were arrested on charges of making a written threat to kill or harm another person, which is a second-degree felony. Really? Now, these are special ed students. They use pencil and red crayon to draw primitive stick figure scenes on scrap paper that showed a 10-year-old classmate being stabbed. The officer found they were drawing... The officers... Well, I'll tell you how the officer got there in a minute. The officer found they were drawing these pictures for the sole purpose of intimidating and scaring the victim. The boy that was depicted in the drawing, the one, the stabbee, not the stabbers, the stabbee took the sketches. See, they drew these pictures and put their names on them and gave them to him. And he took them to the school teacher, Mary Clifford, and she contacted the school dean, who called the police, who arrested the boys after consulting with the state attorney's office. Can you see how these things get out of hand? They called the state attorney's office to decide what to do with these two little kids that drew stick figures and intimidated the third little kid. Parents of both of the arrested boys said the boys should be punished, all right, but by the school and the families and not the legal system. The Ocala police all said they stand behind the decision to arrest the children. Now, here are these kids. Is that any different than what was written as a popular song back in 1894? Fall off my rainbow into my cellar door, and we'll be enemies forevermore. I can't scratch your eyes out and make you bleed to death. Hey, they should have arrested that guy. They should have hung him. After all, look what the trouble he has caused. 100 and some years later, you can't even draw a little stick figure and harass one of the kids in your class. I'm not saying they're supposed to, but good gosh, give them a whipping and send them home and it'll all be over with. Come on! No common sense. Ignorance? Is it in full bloom or is it already gone to seed? Take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
I don't like to take callers that don't want to be on the air, but Jeff handed me this information during the commercial break. He says, I'll make an exception on this particular one. Ida called from Nebraska, and she said that many, many years ago, she had Bing Crosby singing that record that I don't want to play in your yard, playmate, where you fell off the rainbow and I can't scratch your eyes out. Anyhow, I'll take her word for it. She said she doesn't have the record anymore, but it is out there. Now, let's move along. This appeared today on MSNBC. Linda Trevino lives in Chicago suburb, applied for a job at a Target department store, and was denied. The reason she was denied is because they said told her she already worked there. Well, she didn't work there, but her Social Security number had been stolen, and someone with her stolen Social Security number worked there. Okay. They did a little checking on that, and her Social Security number has obtained work at 37 other employers, mostly illegal immigrants. Now, MSNBC.com researched, and the government report suggests that hundreds of thousands of American citizens are in the same situation. Unknowingly, someone else, usually an illegal immigrant, has their Social Security number and are using it. This also just happened across my desk this morning. It was in the Tucson Citizen yesterday, or maybe today, I don't know, but it's up front. And Arizona is holding the highest in the nation rate of reported identity thefts. It's running rampant there in that state, mainly because that's where most of the illegals stop on their first trip across the border. Okay? Arizona has the highest per capita rate of complaints of identity theft. We only have records for the year 2003. But in 2003, Arizona had 6,832 cases, and that figures out 12 per 100,000 residents. In Tucson, It accounted for 973 of those cases. And in Phoenix, 5,042 of those cases, that's in Phoenix, it figures percentage-wise, 155 identity thefts for every 100,000 residents there. So, again, you can see what is happening here as far as identity theft is concerned. You need, and you can see why that you don't need to give your Social Security number to just anybody that wants your Social Security number. Anywho, for whatever it's worth, that's the way it is. When we come back, I have an interesting letter, and it is written, ladies and gentlemen, it is written in jest. It's tongue-in-cheek. It's funny. Ha, ha, ha. So don't say that I'm saying this. I just thought it was a well-done article. It is humorous, and I want to share it with you, but it ain't true. Stand by.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
...2005 has arrived, and which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day-to-day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. And we have returned. Now, this is a letter. It's written in jest, people. It's not true, but it's funny. A person supposedly wrote a letter to the White House complaining about the treatment of a captive taken during the Afghanistan war. Here is a copy of the response, and it goes to the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. Dear concerned citizen, thank you for your recent letter concerning our treatment of the Taliban and all Al-Qaeda detainees currently held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The administration takes these matters seriously, and your opinion was heard loud and clear here in Washington. You'll be pleased to learn that, thanks to the concerns of citizens like you, we are creating the terrorist retaining program to be called the Liberals Accept Responsibility for Killers Program, or LARC for short. In accordance with the guidelines of this new program, we have decided to place one terrorist under your personal care. Your detainee has been selected and scheduled for transportation to your residence next Monday. Alo Muhammad Ahmed is to be cared for pursuant to the standards you personally demanded in your letter of admonishment. We will conduct weekly inspections to ensure that your standards of care for AMED are commensurate with those you so strongly recommended in your letter. Although AMED is a psychopath and extremely violent, we hope that your sensitivity to what you describe as his attitudinal problem will help him overcome this character flaw. Perhaps you are correct in describing these problems as mere cultural differences. Your adopted terrorist is extremely proficient in hand-to-hand combat and can extinguish human life with such simple items as a pencil or a nail clippers. He is also expert at making a wide variety of explosive devices for common household products, so you may wish to keep those items locked up, unless, of course, you feel that this might offend him. Ahmed will not wish to interact with your wife or daughters, since he views females as a subhuman form of property. This is a particular sensitive subject for him. He has been known to show violent tendencies around women who fail to comply with the dress code that he considers appropriate. Just remind him that this is all part of respecting his culture and his religious beliefs. Thanks again for your letter. We truly appreciate it when folks like you inform us of the proper way to do our job. Take good care of Ahmed and good luck. Cordially, Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense. I approve this message. George W. Bush, Commander-in-Chief. Let's go back to the telephones. Hi, Mary. You're in Illinois, right?
Yes. I know you know Ron Paul.
You betcha.
Okay, I was calling because he has introduced an act which is titled the Identity Theft Prevention Act. And in it, he would require that they issue new Social Security cards to everyone that's eligible. And any that is existence now would be eliminated. And the act would also prevent them from creating national ID cards or establishing any identifiers for the purpose of investigating, monitoring, overseeing, or regulating private transactions among American citizens.
Yeah, I know he's done that. Does it?
I don't have a number.
I was going to say, does he have any backing? Does he have any co-signers on
there? It doesn't say. It appeared in the American Free Press.
Okay, yeah, we mentioned that here on the air before.
January 24th.
But, you know, he has a very difficult time getting anyone in Congress to go along with him.
Can you have him on your show?
He's very, very difficult to get a hold of.
Uh-huh.
But,
because the more people that hear him, the more would be, you know, have
right.
to contract their...
Right. He spoke at Freedom 21 when we were out in Reno last year.
Yes.
And I tried to call his office several times because I had thought he said that Bush was a... I can't remember how the term was now, but anyway, he said one thing, and I thought he said something else. Yeah, we got terrible precedent, and I thought he said terrible president. But anyway, I tried for days to get a hold of his office to get him to just tell me what he said, and we couldn't. Well, anyway, we've used the hour. Let's just go on that happy trail.
Happy trail. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.